This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It is Francisco Rojas. Gotcha for this Thursday, February 27th. And a couple more Phillies spring training games have gone by. Should have been three by now, or should have been three more. I was excited, I'll tell you this. I was stoked for a Paul Skeens matchup against some heavy hitters in this lineup. We did not get that. We got Berrios. I can never remember how to properly say his last name, but I apologize. It's either Berrios or Berrios. Can never fully remember. But I was excited for Skeens and against this lineup, even if it's only a couple innings. And we didn't get that because of inclement weather this past Monday. But we did get a couple of Phillies games the last 2 days. We had the Phils beating the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, like, who really cares about wins and losses in spring training? But, I mean, there are certain things, and we're going to get to, obviously, the takeaways from the last couple of games. That's pretty much will be a big part of the show. We'll get to takeaways, then we'll get a look ahead to the rest of the week. And also, of course, if you haven't, you know, seen it, Bryce Harper getting hit almost close to the head, top forearm, but close to the head. What's the update on him? Is he okay? Is he not? We're going to get to that in just a little bit. Tune in to the entire show to hear the update on Bryce Harper. And we'll get to a little around Major League Baseball as well. So, but again, Phils played the Tampa Bay Rays a couple of days ago on Tuesday, won 5-4. A couple of regulars played, I guess Rojas and Marsh, which technically we don't know if they're going to be regulars, but just some familiar names there. Rojas, Marsh, Edmundo Sosa was also in the lineup. A couple of guys who were competing for the final bench spot with Weston Wilson hurt, Cal Stevenson, Buddy Kennedy, Garrett Stubbs. We saw a little bit of Miller and Crawford as well, and Chris Sanchez won a couple of innings, and we'll get to him in just a moment, because he is a part of my takeaways. So the Phils, 5-4 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. They also beat the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. Got a lot of offense. A lot of offense throughout the lineup for the most part. Cody Clemens with a couple of ribbies, as well as Stott, Christian Arroyo, Real Muto, and Max Kepler. And Gabriel Rincones, my gosh. We'll get to him in just a minute because, of course, he's a part of the takeaways because he has been unbelievable. But Joe Ross, Seth Johnson pitching in this game early on, and the Phils winning 9-6 over the Toronto Blue Jays. So takeaways from last two spring training games. So I want to start with which I think a lot of people are, you know, the big thing that has come up, you know, with the Phils, you know, especially with Rob Thomson, you know, alluding to playing around with the lineup or shaking up the lineup this spring. We're getting that. We're totally seeing that. And we saw that yesterday against Toronto. And it looked like this. Turner, Schwarber, at least initially, right? And obviously only get a couple of ABs. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Bohm, Stott, Realmuto, Max Kepler, and then Rincones and Mercado. But the top seven there, the ones that we are looking at. And look, do I think this is going to be the opening day lineup? No, I don't. And I think there's a lot of people freaking out that they think this is going to be the opening day lineup. I also think that Topper is just playing around with the lineup. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just don't think it is. Maybe guys need a little bit of familiarity. I can understand that, but it's just spring training. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. You're only getting a couple of ABs anyway. Like, people are freaking out a little too much about the lineup. Like, I think Schwarber is either going to hit fourth or he's going to lead off. It's going to be one or the other. Maybe he is playing around with him in the two hole, but I don't think that's ultimately what is going to happen. And, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Then we'll come back to this and I will apologize and all that. But I think the whole thing about the lineup, I think maybe we're making a bit too much of it. I don't think Stott will be hitting fifth, but I could be wrong. You never know. But I think we're making a little too much of the lineup. And we're just overreacting just a bit. Just a bit. Just a little bit. That's my first takeaway. The lineup just need to settle down right now. But I don't want to see Schwarber in that tool. Either leading off or hitting cleanup. Second takeaway from the last 2 days, and specifically back to the Tampa Bay game, Chris Sanchez looking very good. Couple of innings, only one hit, three strikeouts. And the biggest takeaway is Sanchez's velocity. His velocity was between... Now, they didn't have Statcast for this game, so, but they do have radar guns down there when the Phils were playing the Rays. And Sanchez, his fastball was clocked between 97 and 99. Going back to last year, Sanchez's sinker was at about 94. Maybe Sanchez, you know, it's only a couple of innings. But still, man. I mean, if he's able to ramp up that velocity, that's 4 ticks per mile per hour up from what it was last year. Between 97 to averaging 98. If you can go with that, along with that changeup, I mean, the velocity, I mean, would be something. Sanchez already had a breakout year last year. Already had a breakout year. So my goodness. I mean, there was a video from earlier in the offseason of him working out. I mean, he's in shape, man. Strengthening his body this offseason. This rotation, man, it could even be better than we thought. I don't even know if that's a thing. But Sanchez, my goodness. Looking really good against Tampa Bay. That velocity up is something to monitor here, you know, especially come when the regular season starts. If he's able to, yeah, something to really watch for, Chris Sanchez ramping up the velo. Third takeaway, and I'll have one more for you as well after this. Bryson Stott, very encouraging yesterday against Toronto. I was really encouraged by the swings he took. Like, a couple of those, you know, two of the hits he had, one of them was an RBI single. The swings look good from Bryson, man. And, I mean, maybe that, look, I sometimes don't like using the injury stuff as an excuse, but sometimes there is, like, true merit to it. Sometimes it seems like it might be just excuse making. But I don't know. I know only a couple of swings, but encouraging start to the spring from Bryson. I mean, a couple of those, I think one was a fly ball, but it was good contact from Bryson, the one that I think went to center field. And then I think he split the gap in right field, I believe, was his other one, or it might have been opposite field, I forget. But either way, both of them look like good Bryson Stott swings, like from a couple of years ago when he was, you know, a decent hitter. Like last year was not good, below average, and a couple of years ago was solid. And, you know, this offense, you know, really could use Bryson getting back to what he was a couple of years ago. So Bryson, I felt like yesterday against Toronto, putting together a couple of, connecting on a few balls that look like a Bryson Stott swing that we all know and love. So Bryson Stott making some good, making some good contact yesterday, looking like good Bryson Stott swings. So very encouraging, at least to start. Last one, Gabriel Rincones once again, bomb. This time opposite field, had one in the first spring training game, first or second one? Well, second one technically, because that was the one that was on the broadcast, right? That was the first one that was on TV. Gabriel Rincones, man, yesterday, 371 feet opposite field, 100 or so miles per hour off the bat. Couple of homers already this spring. Is he going to make the team or anything? No, but these are the type of stories I like to see in the spring. Guys, Rincones was 10th in at least according to MLB Pipeline with the Phillies' top prospects. He was 10th overall for Phillies' prospects. So, hey, very, very intrigued to see what type of year Rincones is going to put down in the minors, because somebody you're looking for as far as, you know, the future of the Philadelphia Phillies. So Rincones, you know, when he gets a shot in the pros, I mean, has some pop, has really, really a lot of pop. That first homer he hit a couple of days ago.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
was a missile that he pulled, and then that one yesterday was it was a beauty. It was a beauty to the opposite field. So Gabriel Rincones, my last takeaway here. Another bomb. My goodness. Okay, look ahead to the rest of the week. So today it will be Carlos Rodon versus Zach Wheeler as the Phils will take on the Yankees at 1:05 Eastern Time. Not sure. It definitely will be on TV in some capacity. There's no way this is not on TV. I'm not sure the Phillies haven't tweeted it out yet. I'm pretty sure this game will be on TV. It is against the New York Yankees. So, should be on TV. But, hey, we'll get Wheels back on the mound. And then, you're going to see Carlos Rodon on the other side, who had a bit of a bounce back year last year for New York. So, we'll get Rodon versus Wheeler. Again, only a couple of innings, but always get excited when you see, especially a big name like Zach, back on the mound for the Fightins. And then tomorrow, we'll get another good one, you know, the first couple of innings, against the Red Sox. We will get Garrett Crochet versus Jesus Luzardo. So, new prizes, technically, I guess, new trade prizes for both of these teams. Garrett Crochet, the Red Sox, big prize this offseason, and, you know, was Phillies were linked to Crochet for a little while there. Didn't end up getting Crochet because I don't think they were willing to part with certain prospects or whomever else it was. We're not willing to do that. And on the other side, we get Jesus Luzardo. We'll get our first look at Luzardo as the Phils will take on the Red Sox at 1:05. Saturday, it's going to be at the Tigers at 1:05. Not sure who it is for the Phils. Will be Montero for the Detroit Tigers. And then Sunday will be a split squad. It will be against the Orioles. Will be versus the Orioles, I guess at home, 1:05 p.m. And then at the Blue Jays at 1:07 p.m. So you get that split squad, Orioles at the Blue Jays. And then once again, real quick, so today against the Yankees, 1:05. Tomorrow, Red Sox, 1:05. Saturday, at the Tigers, 1:05. Then a split squad versus the Orioles and the Blue Jays, both a little after 1 to round the week out. And then I'll be back with you Monday so we can do some more takeaways and get to a lot of that on Phillies Today. So we'll get to that in just a couple of days, but latest injuries and transactions. So, I had mentioned to start the show, Bryce Harper was hit on the upper forearm, it looked like, I guess, by Richard Lovelady. Quite the name. And hit Harper a little up top, very, very close to the face, man. And Harper just seems like he just has the worst luck. It was cannot think of right now, but the lefty from St. Louis, you know, hit Harper in the face way back, you know, in 21 that was, right? And then Blake Snell hit Harper once again. That was in 22. It was the year after, right? And then, you know, something like this. I feel like Bryce has had a lot of issues with guys throwing up and in at him. And I don't know if that is like the scouting report to throw up and in on Bryce, but like just has had a lot of issues with this. So, but the reason why also, you know, putting this in injuries and transactions is seems like he's going to be okay though. So he has a bruised triceps. And according to Rob Thompson, you know, when asked about this, you know, asked about Bryce, he said, he's fine, I think. Trainer's report. They're going to check him tomorrow, or which is today. But it's a contusion in the triceps area. We are not overly concerned at all. And he was taken out of the game because, like, look, he was going to be taken out of the game anyway because it's spring. But according to Rob Thompson, he's going to be fine. They're going to check him today. Shouldn't be that big of a deal. Okay, a couple of other things. So thank God Bryce is okay. It just seems like Bryce has always had issues with being thrown at, you know, around that upper body and slash face area. Seems like it's really been an issue. Okay, a couple other ones. Devin Sweet, Phillies, Phillies pitcher will probably be in the, you know, the minor league system, you know, come opening day. His injury, right triceps contusion. He's expected to be day to day. He was removed after the Rays game when a line drive struck him right in the right tricep. So it looks like he's going to be okay. And then the other one was Weston Wilson, which was almost, you know, about almost a week ago now, where he pulled his oblique swinging in the batting cage about 6 days ago at BayCare Ballpark. He'll miss 6 weeks, taking him out of the running for, which was five more weeks at this point, taking him out of the team's final bench spot. So we'll be looking at guys like Buddy Kennedy, Cody Clemens, Cal Stevenson that will be fighting for that last bench spot. So something to monitor. But Weston Wilson with the mild oblique strain, he'll be expected to return in mid-April. Kyle Schwarber. He was a part of Buster Olney's. Buster Olney has been doing a bunch of top 10 lists for each position. And Kyle Schwarber came in at number 5 on the top 10 DH list. Others a part of this list, Shohei Ohtani, of course, was number 1. Yordan Alvarez, number 2. Braves' Marcelo Ozuna, number 3. Brent Rooker, number 4. Then, of course, Schwarber, number 5. Then you had Seiya Suzuki, Kerry Carpenter, Jock Peterson, Ryan O'Hearn, and in at number 10, Jorge Soler for the LA Angels. So Kyle Schwarber coming in at number 5 on this list. A little bit of around Major League Baseball. Kyle Finnegan, who has been a, you know, probably one of, I guess, one of the Nationals' best players in general, and one of the more solid right-arm relievers in the National League, you know, since he's been with the Nationals. And the Nationals re-signed Kyle Finnegan, was one of the, you know, the last remaining relievers left on the market, signs a 1-year, $6 million deal with the Washington Nationals. So Kyle Finnegan back to the Nationals on a 1-year, $6 million deal. Mike Trout. You can never get too excited about Mike Trout because Trout has dealt with these injuries. I think every single baseball fan out there, I don't think there's one baseball fan out there that is hoping that Mike Trout, you know, continues to stay injured. And no one is hoping for that. If you are, then you're, I don't really have really any words for that. But good sign, Mike Trout going yard, a bomb off of Brian Shaw yesterday in spring training. So good to see Trout, you know, being Mike Trout. Hopefully Trout can stay healthy more often than not. Hits a bomb off of Reds pitcher Brian Shaw in a 9-4 loss in spring training. So Mike Trout going yard. Last takeaway. And this isn't technically Major League Baseball. MLB did tweet it from their Twitter account, so to me, I can add this a part of it, especially when it's only really spring training going on right now. But we had a Maddux perfect game. And if you don't know what a Maddux is, it's a complete game with that's less than 100 pitches. I believe it's not less than 100, right? Or less than 90? It's either less than 90 or less than 100. I'm pretty sure it's less than 100. But Ryan Rembiz from University of Portland throws the 37th perfect game in Division I history over Seattle University. 12 strikeouts on 86 pitches. He not only throws the 37th perfect game in D1 history, he throws Maddux on 86 pitches. What an accomplishment. What a thing to see from the University of Portland's Ryan Rembiz throwing the 37th perfect game in D1 history, 12 strikeouts and 86 pitches. Congrats to him. Congrats to the Phils on actually, you know, getting their first two wins of the Grapefruit League season in spring training. Phils 2-2, I guess, technically, on the spring training slate. Again, like I said, they will have the New York Yankees today at 1:05. That'll be in Clearwater, correct? So 1:05, we do have a spring training start against New York Yankees. Excited to watch Zach Wheeler back on the mound, you know, returning to Cy Young form. And definitely a couple of guys I'm really looking forward to the next couple of days. Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo are guys that I'm looking forward to next couple of days. And, you know, even as a baseball fan, looking forward to seeing Crochet, what stuff he's going to be throwing for the Red Sox. So that is going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.